Yesterday, our delegation, immediately after arriving in Central African Republic, went to the Palace of the Renaissance. We were told there by a government official with the Minister of Defense that they would not take a message to President Aristide, that our phone number would not be given to him, and that we would not be allowed to visit, nor could President Aristide leave and visit with us outside the gates. In other words, we were not allowed in, they were not allowed out. However, our delegation being at the gates created quite a stir. Word did get inside, and word also got to the media. About 2 hours after this, the foreign minister held a press conference with the members of the press. However, when the press arrived, it was demanded by the soldiers or men with arms that all cameras, tape recorders, and so on be removed from the room. The foreign minister came to this press conference with Mrs. Aristide. However, she was not allowed to speak at all, or she did not say anything. And even when asked a direct question, she said, with permission, and he gave a frown, and so she could not speak. However, all of this attention put additional pressure, and the press conference of President Aristide now is part of the international call that his voice be allowed to be heard. He, in his press conference, although I don't want to preempt his points, hopefully he'll be able to make them directly, he is hit very hard at the U.S. kidnapping, interference, and coup d'etat of a democratically elected government in Haiti.
Is he saying that he is being held as a virtual prisoner?
His situation here is not of the making of the Central Africa Republic. I believe he thanks his hosts. But the Central Africa Republic, as they themselves admit, are in daily touch with the U.S. and French State Department on the conditions being placed on him.
And
this was an arrangement not made by them, nor made by President Aristide. This is being made by the United States.